Welcome. This is Ryan Sokolowski again, Senior Program Manager with the ECG CAT team, and today we're going to take a look at modifying storage QoS policies. So let's jump into it, and the first command we're going to look at is to take a look at the existing storage QoS flow, and we'll do this on our Storage Spaces Direct cluster. And you can see that the virtual machine that we're working with is set to a 100 minimum IOPS and 300 maximum IOPS. And you can see that there are some IOPS being generated. I'm using the disk speed tool within the virtual machine. So with that, we'll take a look at the storage QoS policies that are defined with get storage QoS policy. And the policy that we're actually working with is this one right here, which matches what we had defined. Another view of that is to specify the storage QoS policy itself by name and doing a format list. And this gives you a slightly different view with a little bit more detail on the numbers, including the policy type. Now to actually modify the policy, we're going to use set storage QoS policy, specifying the name of the policy, and we'll pass in a new maximum IOPS number of 400. And that has taken effect. Let's check our policy one more time, and you can see that represented here, that new maximum IOPS number is in effect. And then let's go back to our get storage QoS flow command and take a look at here. It is again represented, and this being a 5-minute running average of the storage node IOPS, this virtual machine will continue to expand its workload demand to consume up to that maximum 400 IOPS. So that's what we had for today. That's how to modify a storage QoS policy, and look for the next part in the series coming soon.